Hey, what did algebra ever do to anybody anyway, huh? One of the great legacies of the Islamic world and now a cornerstone of all mathematics. Yes, algebra has been taking it on the chin since a recent editorial by political scientist Andrew Hacker asked the question, what did algebra ever do for anybody? Essential school subject? Superfluous in real life, said Hacker on our program yesterday.
You're back, if I may say so, to the standard story, that algebra and mathematics generally sharpens our mind, makes us more, gives us critical reasoning faculties and so on. Total fiction.
Well, a lot of you really went after Mr. Hacker and came to the defense of poor algebra yesterday and today.
My name is Celeste. I'm a college professor in music. The point of college is to learn to think and to actually learn to challenge yourself and to take initiative. Students today have a problem taking initiative and finding ways to make their coursework relevant to their own lives and their own careers.
This is Joel from Guthrie, Oklahoma. Learning algebra and calculus and any kind of mathematics or geometry, it's not about learning how to use numbers or how to solve math equations. It's about problem-solving skills and conditioning your brain to be able to solve problems in life. Whether it be about numbers or anything else for that matter.
That's a listener named Joe in Guthrie, Oklahoma. And here in the studio, we're joined by Evelyn Lamb, who holds a Ph.D. in mathematics from Rice University, a mathematician herself and a writer for Scientific American. Evelyn, thanks for coming in.
Thanks for having me.
So I gather you've given a spirited defense to algebra on the pages of Scientific American responding to Mr. Hacker.
Yes, I disagree that algebra doesn't do anything for our lives. It's in all sorts of fields, not just STEM fields, science, technology, engineering, and math, but also real estate agents have commented on the page saying they use algebra and geometry every day. Anyone in finance, budgeting in your own home, understanding loan terms and mortgages, all of these are applications of algebra and higher math reasoning skills.
And, you know, algebra, the idea here is you create an abstraction called a variable, and you set it in something called a formula or an equation. And by using the rules of algebra, you can determine what the variable turns out to be in certain circumstances and then predict a whole set. It's the very early sort of simulation that runs all of our computers.
Yes, it's a way of generalizing. If you do one arithmetic problem, you don't know what's going to happen if you plug in different numbers. If you know algebra, you can predict what will happen with one variable if you change another variable.
And, of course, the numbers of algebra represented on a graph sort of become this fusion of algebra and geometry, and the functions and the graphs that we see in all of our lives are all generated by algebraic equations, right?
Yes.
Now, let's talk a little bit about the dispute over whether we should be teaching algebra all the time in schools, because there is a discussion not so much about whether we should have algebra at all, but whether there are other mathematical skills that also should be taught that deal more with the kinds of skills you would need for computer programming or to understand how algorithms are created, that sort of thing. Where does that debate stand?
Math education has a lot of problems now, and whether we should teach algebra is a separate question from from what math education should be. I think especially there's a place for statistics that it doesn't have right now in math education. Hacker makes a good point that people need more understanding of statistics that come up in their lives, come up in science reports that they see. But
summations and the kinds of functions that are used in statistics are derived from algebraic rules.
Exactly. You can't teach statistics in a rigorous way, in a way that will actually make sense to students, where it won't seem completely arbitrary, if you don't have an algebraic foundation. It's the same thing for learning algorithms that you would need for computer programming. I doubt you could do well in computer programming without understanding algebra. Even if you didn't make good grades in algebra, the reasoning that you learn in algebra is very important for that.
Let's go up the food chain, mathematically speaking. We got a great comment from a listener yesterday who said, when I tried to put a picnic table together, I suddenly discovered I needed the Pythagorean theorem to figure out where to drill the holes. That was brilliant. In your life, where do you use, say, advanced algebra, trigonometry, sines and cosines?
Well, that's not really a fair question because I am a mathematician, so and my field is geometry.
Every day. Good answer.
I'm thinking about math. I also sew, and when I sew, I'm thinking about the way the curvature of the body is approximated by a flat piece of cloth.
And that's calculus, to create the curvature, to measure the curvature.
There's calculus, there's geometry, there's...
topology, even.
There is topology. You know, the number of holes in your garment matters, or else you can't put on your pants.
Now, when you go shopping for clothes, you don't get into a mathematical discussion with someone at, say, Barney's or The Gap.
Rarely.
Right. And we wouldn't want that necessarily. All right. If you were to fuse the arguments of Andrew Hacker with the legitimate argument, I mean, and his argument is legitimate, but with the arguments that are already going on math education, what do you think a fluent in mathematics educated person should know about in math in the 21st century?
That's a really tough question, and I am not an expert in math education. I think that the ability to apply lessons that you learn in one field to a different field, that's math, and that's critically important. Being able to, it might be phrased as learning from history, but it could be learning from, in one situation, for example, needed to use the Pythagorean theorem to build a picnic table. And when I learned the Pythagorean theorem, I didn't learn how to build picnic tables. But being able to apply reasoning that you learn someplace to other fields, that's what math is all about.
And, of course, the Pythagorean theorem is all about the relationship between the sides of a triangle, and that's one particular triangle, but you can extrapolate that out to figuring out how the universe works and the size of galaxies and all of that. So let's just put to rest, algebra needs a little love, right?
It sure does.
Evelyn Lam is a writer for Scientific American, holds a PhD in mathematics from Rice University, and gave a spirited defense to algebra on the pages of that magazine. Thanks so much.
Thank you.